I'm absolutely flabbergasted at how good these students are. This boot camp that we're working on right now, this week and next, it's 8 a.m. till noon every day, and we have students from middle school through senior year in high school. And we have Brooke Godfrey is another Madison College instructor that's working with me. And we have two mentors. We have Julie Gross and we have Chris Willman. Julie's from the Johnson Creek School District, and Chris is from the Middleton High School, and they're helping us out with it. And we all at the end of class say the same thing. It's just this collective, wow. I've already alternated our lesson plans because the kids are so advanced. Today they were working on animation expression sheets. So they're taking their character and putting them through a range of expressions, drawing them over and over again. This is something that I tell them, and this is advanced for a professional level student. And in my continuing education art classes, I have a wide range of adult students, and they're all committed. They want to be there. They want to learn about this stuff. But these young students are just blowing us away with their ability.
Why do you think that is? These newer crop of kids just have so much skill and talent.
Well, and I think part of it is that they're exposed to it so much more now. They've got, you know, manga, they have comic books. It's all over the media. It's
like the internet, I assume, probably.
Absolutely, plays in. They can get reference. Whereas, this is something we talked about the other day. The morgue file. Artists traditionally kept a morgue file, which was our reference file, where we'd find pictures from magazines and file them alphabetically for future reference in case we needed to draw specific types of cars. Now you got the internet. And there's so much stuff out there that these students can just pick up in a flash of, you know, just a click of a button. And it's just so neat to see all of the stuff that I had to learn as a comic artist and cartoonist. I had to pick up from the library. Just little bits and hints here and there. There wasn't that stuff being written, much stuff being written about it back then. So you really had to kind of learn on your own, learn on the fly, and these kids get it all over the place. It's amazing how much they know. And I'll throw out a concept with, you know, to them, and you'd be surprised how many come back and basically run ahead of me with the whole concept. And I just sit back and kind of smile and say, yep, that's where I was going. You're way ahead of me.